Think a minute. A medical school examined 260 different studies of young adults to discover what they need to be healthy, happy human beings. After studying all the results, they renamed the entire study Hardwired to Connect. Just like a machine is wired to work only with the right connections, we humans must have the right connections of love with each other. From the moment we're born, we need love from other people. It's basic biology. The results of another study by Columbia University showed that fathers have a very powerful influence on their children, for good or for bad. When a father did not have an involved, close relationship with his children, those kids were 68% more likely to get into trouble with drugs, alcohol, and violence. But when children did have a close, caring father, less than 6% of those kids were likely to get into trouble. Michael Jackson, the king of pop's music album Thriller, is still the number one selling album in history. His amazing career started when he was only 5 years old and the lead singer of his family's music group, the Jackson 5, who became world famous. Well, a few years ago, Jackson shared that during his family's first music practice, something went wrong, and little 5-year-old Michael called Daddy. His father stopped everything, then harshly scolded Michael and said, "I am not your father. I'm your manager, and don't you ever forget it." And Michael says he never did forget it to this day. Not long ago, Michael Jackson was giving a speech at Oxford University. He was talking about his foundation called Helping the Children. Suddenly, he broke down crying so hard he couldn't speak. Finally, Michael Jackson said, "I just wanted a dad, a father who showed me love. And my father never did that. He never said to me, 'Michael, I love you.'" Maybe you didn't grow up with a close relationship with your parents, or your father never showed you much love. Today, that can all change. You can come home to your true father who made you. Not only will he always love and accept you, but he also wants to be your best friend and show you his great plan and purpose for your life. So why not ask Jesus to take control of your heart and life every day? He's the one who can give you the love you were made for. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.